Well, art lovers today are getting a chance to see two sculptures that may be the work of Michelangelo. They're on display at the Fitzwilliam Museum in Cambridge, England. Michelangelo, of course, famous for his work in the Sistine Chapel and for his sculpture of David. But until now, there were no surviving bronze sculptures attributed to Michelangelo. Paul Joannides identified the sculptures on display today. He is Emeritus Professor of Art History at the University of Cambridge. Professor, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, paint us a picture of these two sculptures. What do they look like?
They are nearly a meter high. They are larger than normal statuettes, but smaller than sculptures. They represent two gesturing nude men in roughly mirror images, riding very, very stylized felines with a resemblance to panthers.
And they had been attributed to Michelangelo back in the 19th century, but that theory had been dismissed. What makes you so sure that they are, in fact, Michelangelo sculptures?
Really, their style, the style of the figures in particular, if one looks, for example, at the treatment of the arms, particularly the arms that stretch downwards, they are very close indeed in formation to some of the arms of the paired nude figures on the Sistine ceiling. The types of the anatomies, the very mobile and powerful chests, the movement in particular of the anatomies, Michelangelo always represented figures with some kind of impending movement. They're never static. The treatment of the musculature on the thighs, for example, which can be paralleled very closely with some surviving Michelangelo drawings. Features like that, a collection of features, really.
And you're positive that these are Michelangelo's?
I'm as positive as it's possible to be without documentary information, but there's no knowledge at all. We have no record at all of these sculptures before they appear in the 19th century. But I'm as confident as it's possible to be without, if you like, documentary proof.
And if they are, they would be the only surviving bronzes from him. How significant would that be?
In my view, there is an earlier surviving bronze by Michelangelo, which is a small Hercules, a small but very powerful figure of Hercules in the Victorian Albert Museum, which I published some years ago, with an attribution to Michelangelo. Some people believe it. It has not been much discussed since I attributed it. But leaving that aside, if that attribution is not correct, these are important because they would be the only existing works by Michelangelo in bronze. They would certainly be the only existing work by Michelangelo on a larger scale in bronze, because the small Hercules in the V&A is about 25 centimeters high.
But that one's disputed.
The attribution was made. Some people believe it. It has not been much discussed since I attributed it.
But why aren't there more? Because he is known to have done more bronze sculptures, right?
Yes. He didn't work a great deal in bronze, but in the first decade of the 16th century, between 1502 and 1508, he produced two very important bronze statues. One, a standing nude figure of David, about two-thirds life size, which was later sent to France and is lost after the very end of the 18th century. It's recorded, I think, in 1797, but it disappears thereafter. May have been melted down, may simply have been stolen, and it's possible it could reappear. The other bronze was very large, one of the largest bronzes to have been cast up to that time in Italy. That was a seated statue of Pope Julius II, which was placed on the front of a church in Bologna, and that was destroyed within 3 years after it was set up for political reasons.
Hmm. How did you get involved in these sculptures in the first place?
I saw them when they appeared at a Sotheby's sale in 2002, and they immediately struck me as very Michelangelo-esque. I even said that to a few people at the time. Later on, I came to realize that they were close in form to a small drawing, a copy of the lost Michelangelo drawing, which exists on a page of drawings in Musée Fabre in Montpellier. But I didn't make the connection for some time. Eventually, the penny dropped, as we say, and I thought that this was really a very interesting additional piece of evidence. I saw the bronzes again when they were exhibited at the Royal Academy in 2011, and subsequently the owner asked me to look at them, and I was able to study them close to, intensively handle them. And with every successive examination, they seemed to me more and more Michelangelo-esque, more of the features of the figures related closely to other works of the period around 1506 to 1508 by Michelangelo.
It must be like winning the lottery as an art historian to make a connection like that.
Well, processes like this take a long time. One thinks them through, one works at them. And by the time one finally reaches the conclusion and publishes it, it's almost old material. I mean, I'm now thinking about other things.
That's Paul Ioannidis, an emeritus professor of art history at Cambridge University. He identified these two sculptures that he says are Michelangelo bronze sculptures. They're going to be displayed for the next 6 months at the Fitzwilliam Museum there in Cambridge. And we've got a photo of them at our website, hereandnow.org. Professor Ioannidis, thank you for joining us.